SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS audio app.
And SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
The gunman behind an apparent assassination attempt is expected to be formally charged in court today after he stormed the White House correspondent's press dinner over the weekend. Cole Thomas Allen was tackled and hogtied before he entered the ballroom in the Washington Hilton Hotel, which was packed with journalists, administration officials, and the US president. Donald Trump has provided details about a manifesto authorities are reviewing as investigations continue.
And the guy is a sick guy. When you read his manifesto, he hates Christians. That's one thing for sure. He hates Christians, a hatred. And I think his sister or his brother actually was complaining about it. You know, they were even complaining to law enforcement. So he was a very troubled guy.
FBI agents have assembled outside a home linked to the 31-year-old suspect in the Los Angeles suburb of Torrance and reportedly interviewed members of Allen's immediate family. He worked part-time as a teacher for a tutoring company and graduated with a mechanical engineering degree, according to a LinkedIn profile appearing to match his details. Allen allegedly stormed a security barricade carrying multiple guns and knives, and authorities have said they believe he was acting alone. A resident of the community where Allen lived, Courtney Ramiro, says she was shocked by the news when she heard it.
Suspect was pretty much in the community and in our daily lives. My brother-in-law went to the same college as when he did, exactly around the same time. Our daughter does physical or speech therapy. The suite next to it is where he was teaching at the educational center. And again, it's just so unreal to know that this is right here down the street.
One Secret Service officer was lightly wounded after being shot in a bulletproof vest during the alleged attack. Donald and Melania Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and other cabinet members were evacuated unscathed. Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche has confirmed President Trump appeared to be Allen's target.
We have preliminary work into some of his electronic devices and talking to some of individuals who knew him. And based upon that work, I want to be careful not to say something that ends up not being true, because, like I said, this is 12 hours old. But it does appear that he did, in fact, have set out to target folks that work in the administration, likely including the president, but I want to wait and not get ahead of us on that.
U.S. media have reported a nearly 1,000-word note written by Allen identifies abuse of immigrants in detention camps and the killing of civilians overseas as key grievances. The incident has also raised renewed questions about security for top officials, particularly as King Charles prepares to visit. Mr. Trump has praised the response.
We look forward to it.
A spokesperson for Buckingham Palace has said King Charles is greatly relieved nobody was hurt in the security breach. Other world leaders, including Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, have expressed similar sentiments. After two previous assassination attempts, Mr. Trump was quick to frame the incident to his political advantage.
It's always shocking when something like this happens. Happened to me a little bit. But when you're impactful, they go after you. When you're not impactful, they leave you alone.
He says the incident proves it's necessary to demolish the east wing of the White House and build an enormous and controversial ballroom.
I will say, you know, it's not a particularly secure building. And I didn't want to say this, but this is why we have to have all of the attributes of what we're planning at the White House. It's actually a larger room, and it's much more secure. It's drone-proof, it's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom.
The legality of that project has been caught up in a lawsuit brought by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Now the Department of Justice has renewed its calls for the lawsuit to be dropped. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.